Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. With this child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And let it wash all the bugs off my windshield, 'cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
Street Love Begins With You radio broadcast. My name is Sister Shelley. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you tuned in and honored to be able to speak the word of God into your life today. Our purpose here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to share a 15-minute power message where we will explore life's daily challenges and how we can apply street love to each of them. Now, while I'm sharing the message, you can go to my website at www.freelunchandprayer.org and learn more about First Fruits Living Ministries. Let's get in prayer agreement. Dear Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you as head of our lives and the one whom we adore. You are God all by yourself, and we just want to praise and give you glory. We welcome you into this 15-minute power message, asking the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. May it be all of you and none of me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, for you to have an expected end." Isn't it interesting that we all know God has a plan for us, but most people spend their entire lives trying to find out what the plan is. It's as if we're on the left side of the street with our plan, and God is on the right side of the street with his plan, and we never meet. We think what feels good, looks good, and is approved by the world must be the plan we're to follow. And have you ever noticed what works for some doesn't seem to work for you? That's because God always has another plan for his chosen, and it's not going to duplicate someone else's plan. Amen? The title of today's message is, When God Has Another Plan. Say it with me. When God has another plan. One more time. When God has another plan. Our Street Love Bible story today is going to be found in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, and I'm going to read verses 11 through 13 in the King James Version. And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. John 5:19, Jesus is speaking, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. So let Sister Shelley summarize this. Jesus comes into the temple and throws out the money changers for doing some dealings and selling and soliciting of doves. Well, Jesus' plan for the temple was for it to be a house of prayer. But the temple leaders had a plan for it to be a house of bartering and selling goods. Jesus referred to it as a den of thieves. The people in the temple were more concerned about making a profit versus winning souls. Has your church turned into a den of thieves, selling coffee, offering bingo and rummage sales? Selah. Jesus had to remind them what God's plan was for the temple. So Jesus responded by shutting the place down and throwing the money changers out. But we know Jesus didn't do anything without his Father's leading and guidance. And we just read that in John 5:19. Jesus throwing the money changers out was God's plan. Throughout Jesus' life, he would set time to go and pray and spend time with God. He spent time with God to get God's plan. Are you spending time with God to find out his plan for you? Or are you acting out your plan, hoping he'll honor your plan? Selah, pause and think on that. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. Well, I graduated from Bible school in 2009, but I didn't even step out into my own ministry until 2013, and that was after I was unemployed. While I was unemployed, I had time to spend with God to hear his plan. As long as I was working and getting a regular paycheck, I didn't set the necessary time to hear his plan. Even when I started the ministry, I only got part of the plan, and what I heard, I couldn't understand or believe it. You see, the Lord kept saying to me, take it to the streets. So I stepped out, and I failed my first year because I didn't believe or understand his plan. So the next year, in the month of August of 2014, I heard his plan. And I took action. And in September of 2014, we took the ministry to the streets, just as he originally instructed me to. And you know what? That made me realize that this is his ministry, and it's his plan. And we have to do just like Jesus and continue to set time before God to hear his plan. And to this day, every August, I step down from ministry. It's like a sabbatical. I still serve at my church, but what I do is I take time from street ministry and I just get before God and I pray in the spirit for the next steps of his plan for his ministry. Because God always has another plan, but he's waiting on us to find out what it is. Amen. In conclusion, if we're honest with ourselves, God's plan isn't another plan. It was always meant to be the original plan A. And we think it's another plan because it's not the plan we could have come up with ourselves. Maybe because we didn't spend the necessary time with him to receive it. The Bible says in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God had a plan that began in you, but it's always a different, another plan than you can think of for yourself. Another plan for you to receive your healing. Another plan for you to be promoted. Another plan for you to get out of debt. Another plan to deal with that court judgment. Another plan for you to meet that right person. Jesus was our example in every area. I said in every area. He took time to spend with God to get God's plan. And that's what you and I have to do. We have to turn off that TV, get quiet before him, and find out God's plan. Street Love family, be comforted in knowing when God has another plan, it's usually exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And maybe if you just believe, you'll meet God on the right side of the street with his plan for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, that ends this week's power message, and I hope it was a blessing to you. But we can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Are you ready? Just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive your son, Jesus, as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died. He was raised from the dead just for me. I confess him as my Lord. I now have a place in heaven. I am saved. Street Love family, I have a second invitation, and that's for those who would like to rededicate your life to Christ. That's for those who may have received Jesus when they were a kid or maybe last year, but you want to come back to him wholeheartedly. Maybe you walked away or you backslid. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Now you just confess underneath your breath anything you want to the Lord, and I'll pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are rededicating their lives to you according to 1 John 1:9. You know who they are. And Father God, I thank you for cleansing them right now. You have removed the un, and they are now made righteous just because of speaking and believing in your Son. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you hear that bell? That's just for you, my Street Love listeners, those who have received Jesus for the first time and those who have rededicated their lives to Jesus. Hallelujah. And guess what? I have a free gift just for you. If you go to my website at www.freeluncheonprayer.org, click the contact button, let me know that you received Jesus or that you rededicated, I'll send that gift right out to you. Amen. Glory to God. Let's get to our announcements. I'm here every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/streetlove. You can listen to any of my message. They're available 365 days out of the year. All I ask is if you could share it with your loved ones and friends. And guess what? If you could click that button and follow me. That way I won't have to send out emails and text messages. Amen. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. Is there yet anyone left in the household of River Rouge, Ecor, Southfield, Texas, Michigan, that I may show the compassion of the Lord to? If you are listening and you would like for me to, or Sister Shelley, to come to your church and bring the free lunch and prayer street outreach, just prayerfully consider and send me a note on my website at freeluncheonprayer.org. To contact or donate, please go to freeluncheonprayer.org. Hallelujah. Well, Street Love family, I hope this message has been a blessing to you. I'm going to go ahead and close out in prayer. I pray you have a blessed week and know that I love you and I'm praying for you daily. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved Street Love family listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. I love you. Just remember, street love begins with you.